Wow. That was a fast 3-hour show. Holy cow. As we went into the last break, I jumped up high and got on my super cooling soapbox, and I missed one important dimension of this man's question. He said, in super cooling, my unit can run as long as 4 or 5 hours at a time. Is that too much wear on my equipment? No, brother. That's exactly what you want done. The wear and tear is from the turning on and shutting off. The expense is from the turning on and shutting off. It takes 6 times more electricity to start an air conditioning compressor than it does to run an air conditioning compressor. So for temperature consistency inside, for improved air quality, for reduction of your electric bill, you want your AC to come on and run long periods of time off peak. And then on peak, tell your air conditioner to go to sleep.
You know, Alan, we were talking about the number of job growth that has come into the trades. You know what else? There was something interesting on the investing side of things. Lumber futures are up 85% since April 1st. Thursday, they closed at 499 per thousand board feet.
Ooh.
Which breaks the high of the housing market
yes.
in 2006, which was $463.
I better get a hold of my estimator. Wow, man. Holy cow.
And then there was another thing on renewable energy. There was a quote that was apparently Thomas Edison told his friend, I'd put my money in sun and solar energy. So the... and that was in 1931. So that investment time turnaround was a little stretch there, but it's coming with wind, solar, and the amount of options and ways that people can go into alternative energy, and then you know, technologies like SunTrack. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how the energy efficiency is and the demand are going to offset
human ingenuity and physics. I mean, when you rely on physics that never change and you intermingle it with genius ingenuity, it's one solution after another that we were told could never be found. I've got a lot of faith in the future. A lot of faith in the future. Hey, what are our takeaways from this show? The whole show. My number one takeaway is Larry down in Tucson that needed the Adobe specialist. Hey, brother, I haven't forgot about you. I made a couple phone calls on your behalf. You'll hear from me this week if you're listening today. Don't lose heart. I'm running a little behind. We had a little family drama this week that we overcame in a great and positive way, but it did keep me out of the office a little bit. Takeaway, we've still got the Johnson Roofing offer good through the rest of the month. If you're looking for a roof repair, they're giving a 10% discount to Rosie listeners. If you need a complete roof replacement, if you need a repair or a spot check, they're giving $50 off those standard offers as well. Also, in takeaway,
on
the North Rim has rooms available this summer.
Which obviously goes to show, assume that they've reopened since the fire evacuation.
Yeah, well, this notice from the North Rim just came to me day before yesterday, so I think they're open. Okay, the air conditioner buyer's guide. You got to find it at Rosie on the House. That's our 9 o'clock takeaway.
If you are looking for pest control services in our home maintenance calendar, Blue Sky Pest Control has a $50 off your initial service. This is the time of year they start crawling out, so that'll help save you a few bucks. If you're getting started with
especially
ongoing...
if you're finding crickets in your home, I'm finding
Amen.
A bunch of them.
Oh yeah,
they love my house.
we've got a number out at the horse pens. They love to crawl under those big tubs and build their home. So every time we water, we got to move it just to keep the ground dry and the cricket population.
Coupons for those of you that have a Rosie on the House calendar,
and you can get it. It's a free service. We mail them out annually. Just let us know the address you would like it sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And it gives you an idea. It's not 100% correct on topic-wise because we're putting together topics now for 2021. Well, by the time December comes, a pre-selected category
could
change. So every now and then it changes up a little bit, just depending on everyone's schedule and relevance of.
All right, 10 o'clock takeaways. Lightning busters. If your house isn't lightning and surge protected, you're crazy. Those are the two cheapest insurance things you could ever possibly do. There's no maintenance. They never expire. And if you want something done around your house, call Handyman Connection. Alan, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for having me.